Hi, everyone, and welcome back to English for You. I'm Pat.
And I'm Elsie.
So in the last 2 days, we read the first two parts of the story Matilda by Roald Dahl.
It's about a really smart girl called Matilda. She loves to read.
Her family isn't very nice to her, though. Matilda gets back at them by playing tricks.
School isn't much better. Matilda finds her class too easy, but Miss Trunchbull, the nasty head teacher, won't let her move to a harder class.
Yeah, the only thing Matilda likes about her school is her teacher, Miss Honey.
But one day, Miss Trunchbull blames Matilda for something she didn't do. Matilda is so angry, she moves the glass with her mind.
Yeah, she kind of shows she's got this power. And when she shows Miss Honey this ability, Miss Honey is amazed. The two of them become closer friends, and Matilda gets to visit Miss Honey's house.
She learns that Miss Honey is very poor.
It turns out that Miss Trunchbull is Miss Honey's aunt, or aunt. Miss Trunchbull took Miss Honey's father's house after he died, and also takes almost all of Miss Honey's money.
Things will only get better if Miss Trunchbull goes away.
Can Matilda make that happen? Let's read day 3 and find out.
Reading.
Matilda. Matilda comes up with a plan to give Miss Trunchbull what she deserves. She practices moving objects with her mind. Before long, she can control things perfectly. Now, she's ready for Miss Trunchbull's next class. In the class, Miss Trunchbull is yelling at the children when Matilda makes her move. A piece of chalk lying on the teacher's desk starts moving by itself. As everyone watches, it writes a message to Miss Trunchbull on the blackboard. The message seems to be from Miss Honey's father. It tells Miss Trunchbull to give Miss Honey back her house and her money. Miss Trunchbull is terrified and faints. Shortly afterward, Miss Trunchbull leaves the school. Miss Honey gets her house and her money. However, Matilda's family has to leave the country because her father is in trouble with the police. Matilda begs to stay with Miss Honey, and her parents agree. Matilda and Miss Honey prepare to start their happy new life together.
Okay, so the story continues by saying Matilda comes up with a plan to give Miss Trunchbull what she deserves. Now remember, we use that phrase come up with in day 1. It means you think of something.
Matilda 想出了一个计划来教训 Miss Trunchbull. What does Miss Trunchbull deserve?
Well, if someone deserves something, that's what they should get as a reward or as a punishment for their behavior. So if you do well on a test, you deserve something good, like a prize or a good grade or a well done from your teacher. If you've been cruel to others, like Miss Trunchbull has, you deserve something bad to happen to you.
Deserve 这个动词呢，代表的是应得，后面可以直接加上你应得的奖励或者是惩罚。Miss Trunchbull 对 Matilda 这么坏。She deserves something bad. But what can Matilda do?
Well, we see that she practices moving objects with her mind. So an object is a thing, but it's got to be something you can actually see, touch, and pick up. So a book could be an object, or a cup, or a pen. So you could say, I have to move all these objects off my desk before I can clean it. So Matilda already moved a glass with her mind. Now she's trying to move other things or other objects.
Object 这个名词呢是物体或者是食物，也就是有形的东西。Matilda practices moving objects with her mind. 我们看到 practice 这个动词练习，后面是需要加上动名词的。I guess Matilda's hard work pays off. We see that before long, she can control things perfectly.
Yeah, she practices on her one of her dad's cigars and makes it kind of lift in the air and move and stuff.Now, there we use the phrase before long. Before long means the same as soon or before not too much time has passed.
Before long, 也就是不久之后的意思。不久之后啊 ,Matilda 就可以随心所欲的移动物体。So Matilda has control over her ability. How is she going to do with her ability?
The article says...Now, she's ready for Miss Trunchbull's next class.
So it's time for the big action scene. The article says, in the class, Miss Trunchbull is yelling at the children when Matilda makes her move.
To yell means to shout loudly, often because you're angry with someone or upset about something.So you could yell just to get someone's attention, but generally when we add the preposition at, so yell at someone, we mean someone is shouting angrily and telling you all the things that you've done wrong. So we could say, my mum yelled at me when I dropped my food on the floor.
Yell 这个动词是吼叫或大声喊叫，也可以说 shout 这个字。那不管你用哪一个，对谁吼叫或大声叫喊，后面都要加上 at 这个介系词，再加上对象是谁。Miss Trunchbull is being mean, like always.、
Mm-hmm.
Matilda now makes her move.
Yeah, that's an interesting phrase, that one. Make one's move. Somebody makes their move. And it's a good one to learn more about. So let's take a short break and find out what the phrase make one's move means and how we can use it in a conversation.
Let's see. How can I get Emily to come to the park with me? She's always reading and she never wants to have fun. Maybe...I can give her some fun classes. No, she would never agree to that. Or I could hide her books.
Are you talking to yourself?
Me? No, don't be silly.
Who are you talking to then?
Pete.
Who's Pete?
He's my friend. I can introduce you to him.
Cool, I like making new friends.
And when you meet him...I'll make my move.
What did you say? You want me to move?
Oh, you heard that. I said make my move. Make one's move means to start doing something in order to achieve a goal.
Once again, I already know make one's move means 采取行动.
I should have known that.
Yes, you should have. Now, what move are you planning to make?
I can't tell you that. My plan wouldn't work then.
I think you should cancel your plan.
I need to find fun friends.
Good idea.
So this phrase, make one's move, means to take an action that helps you achieve your goals or to start the process of doing this. It's basically saying you've kind of thought up your plan and you do the first thing that gets you your plan into action. It sets things going, really.
Matilda 采取行动了。But what is her plan?
Well, we see that a piece of chalk lying on the teacher's desk starts moving by itself.
Ooh, 一根呢在老师桌上的粉笔开始自己移动。我们在这个句子里头呢用到了限定用法的形容词子句所简化而来的分词片语。也就是说呢当关系代名词加上 be verb, be 动词的时候可以将关代省略 ,be 动词也要一起省略。若将文章中的句子还原原句我们会看到哦 a piece of chalk that is lying on the teacher's desk starts moving by itself. 关带 that 和 be 动词 is 可以一起省，留下现在分词 lying。不过呢，如果形容词子句中它是一个被动态，省略后啊，我们是会看到过去分词的。For example, the car that was fixed by my brother got stolen last week. 那台被我哥哥修好的车上周被偷了。省略之后啊，我们会看到 the car fixed by my brother got stolen last week. 我们就只看到了过去分词 fixed.
Okay, so let's get back to the story. We see that as everyone watches, it, so that's the piece of chalk moving by itself, it writes a message to Miss Trunchbull on the blackboard. So a message is some kind of communication that's spoken, written down, or recorded. An email is a message.So is a text, and that's why we call it a text message. Something that you send on Line or Facebook, all of these are messages. So we could say, the boss sent everyone a message to remind them about the meeting. Now, in this case, the letters are written on the class blackboard by a piece of chalk that seems to be moving by itself. It just sort of floats in the air.
Message 这个名词是讯息、消息。那这边呢 ，a message is written on the board， 有一道讯息呢被写出来在这个黑板上。What's the message?
Well, the article says the message seems to be from Miss Honey's father.
What? Remember, Miss Honey's father is dead, so it must seem like a ghost.
Exactly, and in the book, if you read it, you'll see it's writing things that nobody could know except for, like, Miss Honey, Miss Trunchbull, and the dead father.
Ooh.
It's a secret kind of message. And we see that it tells Miss Trunchbull to give Miss Honey back her house and her money.
And as a result, Miss Trunchbull is terrified and faints.
If someone is terrified, they are really scared. It's like the words scared, afraid, or frightened, but much more. And this is a kind of stronger adjective that's used in writing and speaking to make things more descriptive. So someone could say, I wasn't just scared, I was terrified.
所以 terrified 这个形容词啊，它的害怕程度呢是大于 scared, afraid 或是 frightened. Miss Trunchbull is so terrified that she faints.
To faint, this is when your brain kind of cuts out and you fall down. It's like a computer or a phone suddenly switching off for no reason. Your brain just sort of switches off and because itcan't power you anymore, most people fall on the floor. People faint when they're really hungry, really hot, really scared, and even for other reasons. Sometimes in cartoons, you will see that when the handsome guy walks by, the girls all faint near him. You know, something stupid like that. We could also say, Sharon fainted because it was so hot in the room.
Faint 这个动作是晕倒昏厥。What happens after Miss Trunchbull faints? Does the plan work?
Well, we're now getting to the final part of the story where we see how things turn out in the end. First, we see that shortly afterward, Miss Trunchbull leaves the school. Now, the word afterward means after something that's happened before.It can mean at a later or future time. When we just use only the word after, we need to put another word after it, like after dinner or after school was over. After is a preposition. Okay, so you need another word. It's got to be after something. However, we can just use afterward without any other thing because it's an adverb.Not a preposition. And it's referring to something that we, the readers or the listeners, know that's already happened. For another example, we could say, we went to the movies on Saturday. Afterward, we ate dinner together. If you use after, it would be, we went to the movies on Saturday. After the movie finished, we ate dinner together.
Afterward, 这个副词呢是后来之后的意思。那我们的文章用到 shortly afterward, 代表的是不久之后。那我们跟 after 来比较一下哦。After 呢它是后来之后意思是一样的但它呢当连接词或是介系词的时候啊后面一定要接上其他的字它是不可以单独存在的所以呢如果我们把它代换回文章当中我们就可以说 Shortly after Miss Trunchbull faints, she leaves the school. Now, Miss Trunchbull is gone, but does that help Miss Honey?
We see that Miss Honey gets her house...And her money.
That's great. But wait, some bad news comes as well. The article says, however, Matilda's family has to leave the country because her father is in trouble with the police.
Yeah, we never get the chance to talk about it in our articles, but in the book, we learn that Matilda's dad sells stolen cars...And he kind of cheats people by doing things to the cars. And he works with a lot of bad guys, a lot of criminals. And that's why he and the rest of the family have to leave the country before the police can catch them.
We see in the article that Matilda begs to stay with Miss Honey and her parents agree.
So this word beg means to ask really strongly for something.You don't just ask and say, hey, can I do this? You say, please, 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 over and over again, because the thing you want is really important to you, or you just really need it. So you could say, Johnny begged his mom to buy him the toy. He didn't just ask and say, hey, can I have that? No. Okay, then. He was, please, mom, please, please give me this toy.Now, the word beg also has another meaning as a verb. We can use it to talk about what someone does when they live on the streets and they're asking people for money. They are begging.
Beg 这个动词呢是请求、恳求的意思。那还可以当作呢乞讨。那如果我们在 beg, beg 这个字后面加上 gar, beggar 就是乞讨的人。我们说乞丐。So, Matilda doesn't have to stay with her cruel parents. She can live with Miss Honey, who she really likes.
That's right. It's a happy ending. Another thing we would see, again, we didn't have space to mention it in our article, but Matilda really does get to move to a smarter class, and the work is more difficult, and that actually stops her having her power.
Oh.
They kind of figure that when her brain is challenged...then she needs all her brain to solve the problems in school. But when her brain is not challenged, all that spare brain power is used to make her give that special power thing.
So in the end, Matilda's superpower disappears.
It kind of disappears because she's got harder schoolwork to do.
因为她有更多的东西要学习，她真的被移到了一个比较难的教室里头去。Good for her.
Exactly. So we finish our article by saying, Matilda and Miss Honey prepare to start their happy new life together. And that's where the story really ends, and that's where our article is going to end. We're at the final part of it, so now we can go to today's For You chat question.
For You chat.
So today's question is, if you could move objects with your mind, how would you use this power?
I like this power.
Okay, well, before you answer, I also want to make sure students, you pay attention to the kind of question it is. It's exactly the grammar that was used in day two of the article. If you could move objects with your mind, how would you use this power?
Which means you don't have the power now.
It's impossible, yes. So, but if you did, what would you do with it?
I would move the chalk when I teach, so that I don't have to raise my hand to write on the board.
So lazy.
And when I rest at home after work, I would move food, drinks, and snacks with my mind, so all I have to do is lie on the couch and open my mouth to chew.
That is kind of a bit lazy.
It's very lazy, actually. Okay. I admit that.
I guess I would... I'm kind of short. I'm not a tall person. So maybe I would use it to help me reach things that are very high up.
Okay.
I guess maybe, again, if I drop something, maybe I can stop it hitting the floor and breaking.
Oh, that's good.
Something like that. I mean, it depends. Can I use... If I can move really big objects, I would be able to do things like, you know, like they do in the superhero movies.
So, like, you won't be one of them.
I would be an Avenger. Yeah, I would stop, you know, oh my God, that car's going to hit the old woman. I'm going to stop the car. Yeah, exactly. So if it's just small things, then yeah, I guess I'd be using it to kind of make my life easier. Like, oh no, my pen has just fallen on the floor and it's rolled under the table. I've got to bend down. I'll just use my mind to lift it back up into my hand. Stuff like that. Yeah, maybe when I'm cooking or cleaning, I can just do a few more extra things. Like, I'm chopping vegetables. I'll use my brain to stir the rice or the pasta or something like that.
Or I would want to sit on the couch and just move the brooms and... The mops, just kind of make them wipe everything for me.
Again, I'm short. I can't reach the top corner of the room. Maybe I can use my brain to just clean the bits that are hard to reach with your hands. Okay, well, that is all the time we have for today. We're at the end of our 3-day article. Thanks for listening. We'll talk to you again soon. For English for You, I'm Pat.
And I'm Elsie. Goodbye.
Bye-bye.
Matilda. Matilda comes up with a plan to give Miss Trunchbull what she deserves. She practices moving objects with her mind. Before long, she can control things perfectly. Now, she's ready for Miss Trunchbull's next class. In the class, Miss Trunchbull is yelling at the children when Matilda makes her move. A piece of chalk lying on the teacher's desk starts moving by itself. As everyone watches, it writes a message to Miss Trunchbull on the blackboard. The message seems to be from Miss Honey's father. It tells Miss Trunchbull to give Miss Honey back her house and her money. Miss Trunchbull is terrified and faints. Shortly afterward, Miss Trunchbull leaves the school. Miss Honey gets her house and her money. However, Matilda's family has to leave the country because her father is in trouble with the police. Matilda begs to stay with Miss Honey, and her parents agree. Matilda and Miss Honey prepare to start their happy new life together.
Vocabulary review. Object. All of the ancient objects you see here were found in Greece and nearby countries. Yell. Greg jumped out of the closet while wearing a mask, which made his sister yell. Message. I just got a message from Tina. She says she can't go to the movies with us. Faint. The man tried to watch his wife give birth, but fainted and fell on the floor. Afterward. We can go to the movie at 4 p.m., and then afterward, we can eat dinner. Beg. Oliver begged his parents to get him the video game for his birthday.